Hello, everyone. I hope everyone's having a great start to their day. Thank you so much for coming across this podcast. My name is Maria, your host. I plan to really jump right in and talk about the interview process. This is something that most of you have asked and emailed me about at pachronicles@gmail.com, along with messages on Instagram at @_PA_chronicles. So I've been able to read all of the feedback that I've been getting. And one of the big things that people kept asking me to do was talk about the interview day. For some of you, it could be your first time getting an interview. For others, it could be your fourth go around, maybe your fourth cycle, and that's okay. There is a strategy to really acing an interview, and there's books out there as well. So try to utilize your resources at your disposal. So let's jump right in and just talk about the nitty-gritty of the interview day, since most of you are kind of in that interview season right now, and some of you will be heading into it. So a typical day usually consists of you get to the school, you'll have a program meet and greet usually scheduled in, and then the rest of the day is kind of however the organization wants to promote it. So sometimes they'll have a round robin style where on campus you'll have interviews, then you might go to a group activity, then you might tour the campus, and then lastly, you will write an essay. And then maybe towards the end, they'll have a Q&A opportunity as well. And then they'll close with program announcements, meaning, you know, kind of an understanding of when you might hear back from the program, what are some things that they're looking for in the candidate, and if you have any questions to reach out to them as well. And I wanted to just kind of segue into open houses. Some of you have gone to open houses physically, others virtually, but I wanted to really promote the importance of understanding how an open house can be an advantage to you when you're entering your interview day at that campus that you've already had an open house to. So the big thing about the open house is you want to take advantage of the fact that you're learning about the campus, you get to meet some of the faculty members, some of the students might be there, you get to still make a great impression, and you get to ask a lot of questions that you might not get a chance to ask in an interview. So that's a great time to be able to just survey the campus, feel out the program, see if it's a match for you, dress appropriately, stay off your phone, and really just connect. Because when you're writing supplemental essays to these programs within your CASPA, or when you actually land an interview for that school, you can totally take advantage and talk about the time that you were at their open house and what that meant to you. And they're going to remember you, especially knowing that they have a candidate that actually took time out of their day to want to go to campus or want to go to the virtual open house to learn more about their program. That's going to set you apart, okay? So just in the same way as you approach open house, you should also be encouraged to approach it in the same way for your interview day. So some interview etiquette, you know, this goes without saying, you always want to dress appropriately. And you have to understand that when you're an actual student in a PA program, most of the time, the business attire is mandated. So your dress code is usually business casual. And just in the same way, you'll probably be asked to have business casual attire during your clinical year, unless you're in certain settings like emergency medicine or surgery, or any other setting that they do allow you to wear scrubs. But other than that, you really want to make a lasting impression on the people that are interviewing. So if your parents or grandmother wouldn't approve of what you're wearing, don't wear it. But again, you want to show personality within the outfit choices. Make sure that you're clean cut, very limited jewelry. And you want to stay off your phone as much as possible. If you're anything like me, you know, what I did was I just left my phone in the car. I was okay with that. Other interviews, I just kept it in my purse. So whatever works for you, just to make sure you still stay engaged, because the second you step foot on campus and you meet the program director, faculty, students, they are all watching you from the moment you step on campus. Some of you guys were athletes. So to kind of approach it in the same way where You always have people that know about you that are watching your every move. Another pro tip that I really, really consider standing out, in my opinion, is when you learn people's names. When you're allowed to really meet someone for the first time from the faculty or a student or even your own fellow candidates that are also applying to that same program, really try to remember their name. Try to use it as much as possible in a way where it's connecting with them. I think that will also go a long way. It shows that you're diligent, you care within the conversation, you're able to understand who's who. So really try to take that advantage. Your name is the sweetest sound you can possibly hear. So I'm a big believer in that. And you always want to, you know, make eye contact, listen first. Sometimes you can be the last to speak, and I think that's a great thing. So, you know, if you're in a group activity or, you know, you're sitting around in a circle, you want to be able to listen to all the candidates. You want to be able to listen to the faculty members. Take notes as you can and just smile, really. You know, I'm a basketball coach, and oftentimes, like whenever I'm leading or critiquing, I always want to coach through a smile. So don't do your best to understand your body language. A lot of it is nonverbal, and make sure you know that this is just as important as any other interview you've had in your life and will have in the future. So the more you interview, the more practice you get, and the more comfortable you'll be. For virtual interviews, make sure that your background is fairly blank. There's no distractions. We don't want any candidates that are on the screen, and we have a bunch of posters and whatnot. And you're still going to dress professionally, just in the same way that we expect you to be professional in the field. So some interview preparation keys here. The big thing is, do your homework early. Be ready so you don't have to get ready. So in that case, you can call the program, ask how their interview day will go, have a copy of the school's mission statement, be familiar with their verbiage, utilize those words when being interviewed, maybe print out a copy of all the faculty names and their degree titles, memorize their faces, test yourself in their roles. You'd be surprised of how helpful that is. Now we're going to move on, and I will discuss with all of you what kind of types of interview styles you might come across. A lot of you are actually applying to many PA programs. Each PA program, when invited for an interview, has a different particular style. So I made a list of 5 styles that you might come across during your interview season. So if you have a pen and paper, I encourage you guys to write this down. If you can re-listen to this podcast later, please do so. So the first type of style, some of you might know this already, for others it could be the first time. So the first one is a multiple mini interview type of style, and we'll get into more of what that is. A second type of style could be a one-on-one interview. So very simple. You sit down with a faculty or a current student or maybe the director themselves and have an interview with them. Third style is what I call a good cop, bad cop. Fourth style is a group interview. And the last one, virtual interview or hybrid style. And now we're going to get into really being able to explain each particular style. So the first one I mentioned is a multiple mini interview. So it's what it sounds. It's just many small stations that are comprised of interviews. Now, some programs are nice enough where they're able to email you ahead of time when invited for an interview, hey, our interview style is an MMI. So at least you have some type of preparation. I, for one, when I had applied to PA school, I had no idea that this even existed. And so happened to be my first PA interview I ever had actually was an MMI. So the goal for an MMI is to see how well you think under pressure, and the interviewer is assessing your personal behavior, ethics, and medical knowledge. The stations range between 6 to 8 tasks to complete, and the average time for the station is about 6 to 8 minutes. The type of style for this particular interview is a closed book. What does that mean? A closed book means that the interviewer or interviewers don't have anything about you in front of them. They have nothing on paper. They don't even have your CASP application. You're simply just a number attached to your name. So they're simply just assessing you completing the task that's before you. Now, my MMI consisted of just a bunch of doors, and on each door, I had 6 to 8 minutes to complete whatever scenario was written on the paper on the door, and then when I entered through the door, that's when it was the live mini interview, and I had about 8 minutes to complete it, okay? And sometimes the scenarios do range in severity, so some can be really easy tasks, and others could be a really difficult task. However, it's important for you to read every sentence of the task prompt and take a breath and go in there confidently. You may not know what you're going in for, but an example for an easy task may be that you read a scenario saying that you're going to walk in, you're going to have an interviewer in front of you, and you're going to have a bunch of adjectives on the table. And you have to pick out 6 adjectives that best describe who you are. So when you walk in, you sit down, you take a breath, you say hello to the interviewer, and then you have a whole table worth of just adjectives. So you're going to pick up 6 adjectives, you're going to maybe give a sentence or two of why you picked that particular word that describes you best. You could be really nervous and pick something that isn't always a positive adjective, but make sure if you do that out of nerves, just, you know, move on, try to make it a little bit better as you're explaining your reasoning, and then pick another really strong adjective. An example of a difficult scenario could be that you might be asked to walk in and you have the interviewers actually role-playing being a married couple, both women, who have a daughter, and one daughter is, you know, in need of vaccines, but one wife is not interested in having her daughter get the vaccine while the other wife in the relationship is. So you have to hypothetically act like a future PA in that scenario and provide patient education to that married couple about whether or not their daughter should receive her set of vaccines. So that could be more of a difficult one because there's a lot of role playing involved. You haven't been a PA yet. You're going to school to learn about patient education. They're also assessing your medical knowledge about vaccines, you know, the importance of them, and then also just your assessing your beliefs and ethics and culture and religion and what that looks like while you're providing patient education to a hypothetical patient-provider relationship scenario. Okay, so those are just 2 examples. And the big thing with this is to prepare, you want to read up on world news, any medical advances that you might read up on, so that you can better answer tough ethical questions and utilize every minute you are there. Connect with them, okay? Even if it's something that you have no idea about. Maybe they ask about alternative medicine and you might not know a lot of information in that area. But at least you're able to sit in that moment and just think of all the things that you do know and try your best. So I love this quote and I'm going to share it with you all. Show how much you care by how much you prepare. So prepare for the worst in this case. Prepare for any question they might ask. If it requires you to look up some things that have happened in the PA world, you know, with a name change, with legislation, with where future PAs are practicing, things like that, I think will really help you with this kind of style interview. And lastly, as I mentioned before, utilize your own life experiences and draw upon them when appropriate. Stay concise with your answers and use the time at hand. Then we have the one-on-one interview. The goal for this is simply to get to know you a little bit better beyond your personal statement and supplemental essay. This type of interview is an open book interaction, so they actually have read your CASP application. They're probably going to be giving you questions based on what they read on your resume, your cover letter, your personal statement, any supporting information from your letters of recommendation. That's where they're going to be getting their questions from. So the stations of a one-on-one typically is either 1 or 2 stations, and it always consists of either the faculty or an alum, maybe the director themselves, maybe 2 faculty members, and that particular station time is 15 to 25 minutes. So pro tip for this, body language is so important. 90% of communication is nonverbal. Okay, so make sure you're going in there, you're providing excellent body language, you're listening to the questions that are being asked of you, and you're able to take a breath and just talk about things that you know of yourself and expand a little bit about that. You want to review your personal statement and supplemental statement or resume, especially before you go in for your interview day. That way there, you're aware of what you had put down, what are the things that you've talked about, okay? And you can write some answers to some interview questions when it comes to your application 2 to 3 weeks beforehand. It doesn't hurt, okay? And as always, make a negative seem like a positive when answering any question. Provide eye contact throughout the interview and ask appropriate and professional questions when at the end of their one-on-one interview they might ask, "Do you have any questions for us?" So here are some sample questions during the one-on-one interview that they might ask. So keep these in mind when you're preparing for your interview day. Or for those that have already had interviews, you're going to learn from each one. All right? So a couple sample questions. They might ask, "Tell me a little bit about yourself." Again, very open-ended. Make sure you have an answer to that. Give me 5 words that would describe your character. Another question they might ask is, if you could pick 3 people that are alive today to have dinner with, who would they be and why? What are your strengths and weaknesses? What field of medicine are you interested in and why? What interests you the most about the PA profession? Tell me about your past jobs and how have they helped you along your journey? And what extracurricular activities were you involved in? Those are all really important questions. They're not too difficult, but there is a way to really structure that particular answer where you're able to put out a lot on the table in regards to what you've done in your experience and how that's going to be beneficial to the PA community. Then the other interview style that I had mentioned before is what I called a good cop versus bad cop type of style. The goal for this is similar to a one-on-one. However, the good cop, so there's usually 2 people, the good cop will ask simple questions about you and your overall outlook on life, while the bad cop in this case, which could be a second faculty member or a student, will ask you difficult questions about your academic performance, your beliefs, previous job qualifications, etc. So this is usually one station. It's about 15 to 20 minutes. And a pro tip again for this, as always, body language is important. You want to review all the things that you've already put on for your essay and your application. Make a negative seem like a positive. And don't get blown away when the bad cop kind of pulls at something that you're not most proud of, whether that was an academic performance that you had at some point in your academic career, or you know, they might even ask, like, how many PA schools are you applying to? Why our school? Why not that school? And so forth. So you just want to make sure that you're always staying positive, that you're still staying true to who you are and how much of an asset you can be to the program that you're interviewing for, at the same time showing respect to all the other things that you've done that might not have been at your best performance, and just provide a very good reason as to how that particular scenario has built you to be prepared for a PA schooling. So some sample questions from a good cop, bad cop style interview are as follows. Why do you want to be a PA over a medical doctor or a nurse practitioner? So definitely make sure you know the answer to that. It's a very common question. So they're assessing how well do you know the profession and why is the PA profession important to you? Another question is, are you up to date with the current PA legislation changes? If so, how does that affect you? If you were not accepted into this program, what do you think would be the reason? Have you gotten accepted at other programs? Why was there a gap in your academic career? What makes you an ideal applicant for our PA school? Has there ever been a time in your professional career or personal life where you had made a mistake? How did you go about fixing it? And the last sample question is, tell me about a time where you did not meet expectation. So again, all very plausible questions that might be asked. They're all just assessing your beliefs, where you stand, your passion, and then are you able to draw upon life experiences to show them that you are more than worthy of a seat in their program. Then we have the group interview, which does vary based on programs, but the goal for this is see how you work well with others and how you critically think. Some stations are 1 or 2, station time ranges 1 to 2 hours, and some tasks that might be included in the group interview is maybe they'll ask you to build a hypothetical house or build a structure out of certain items. Maybe they'll just line you up with other candidates and ask controversial topic questions, and they're going to receive an answer from each candidate down the line. Or they'll just have a panel of interviewers just asking very similar sample questions that I had told you guys about previously, and it'll just be more of a rapid fire question style. So again, if it's okay to be the last to speak, then go for it. You want to make sure that you're listening to everybody, you're not talking out of turn, you're providing a concise answer, you're providing great body language, and you're able to really showcase that you are more than capable of listening to one another, working together, especially since all of the candidates in the room come from all over the U.S., have excellent knowledge in certain things, maybe coming from different backgrounds. So it's really important, as soon as you walk in that room, you have to understand that the faculty members and the interviewers are watching you. They're watching how you respond to things. They're watching what words you use and so forth. So again, with every question that's thrown at you or every task that you have, just go in there confident and know that you're going to do your absolute best. And the last type of style is virtual interview. This became more prominent throughout the pandemic. So again, this really just takes place in a same concept for a one-on-one. It's about 30 minutes long, sometimes 15 minutes depending on the program. Again, it's typically with an alum, a faculty member, a director, a current student. And with this, you want to be professional. You still want to have appropriate dress code, especially if it's a virtual interview. Make sure that there's no distracting things in the back, especially after I had interviewed some students as well. It could be very distracting. So just make sure that you treat it as if it was an in-person interview. You know, a couple preparation keys for this. Time yourself while giving the interview questions. Make sure that you have your desk prepared before you go on a virtual interview. Make sure you've been practicing in that area, you have great lighting, you're able to showcase who you are in a very professional manner, even though it's not in person. In this case, they might also ask you to write a written essay. So again, just make sure you're timing yourself before your interview day that you can handle an essay that might have to be written in about 45 minutes. If there are breakout rooms, if the program uses Zoom or any other platform that utilizes breakout rooms, make sure that you utilize those moments to ask relevant questions and share with others. And again, answer questions confidently if asked. And then the final part of the interview day is the timed written essay. So the goal for this is they want to see how you write on the spot, looking to get to know you beyond your personal statement and CASP application, checking grammar, and for your overall qualities that you choose to showcase. So again, the station time is usually 30 to 60 minutes. Your audience could just be a faculty member, a director, or maybe a student worker that's just monitoring and proctoring that particular station. Pro tip on writing an essay. Be true to yourself. Write up an outline, 5 to 10 minutes max. Keep your essay concise, 1 page max. Utilize medical terminology if called upon. Draw up on life experiences. I cannot stress that enough. Pick 1 or 2 and go with the theme with that. Grammar still truly matters, especially when you're writing an essay on the spot. And again, preparation, time yourself writing an essay. An example that I had to do as a PA candidate, actually, was the question was, what's behind your name? Tell us the meaning behind your name. That was the question. And that was my essay. So I had to really think on the spot I had about 45 minutes to write that particular essay. And it was probably the best essay I had written just because I kept it very personal and I kept a theme throughout. Other times I might ask a controversial topic. Other times it could be just very simple. You know, give me a time in your life that you made a mistake and how did you go about it? So again, keep true to yourself, stay confident. People will really recognize your energy and how you interact with others throughout your whole interview day. And again, it's more of a round robin style. Sometimes you'll enter the interview day and the first thing you have is the essay. Other times, the written essay portion is going to be towards the end of your day. So try to make sure you have a good night's rest, you're eating a great breakfast, you're doing your homework on the school that you're about to interview for. Make sure you utilize resources like the PA Forum. A lot of students and pre-PAs and those that are now PAs that went to those universities always mention something about the school or what they look for or what they're known for. So really utilize those resources. You have resources at your disposal. Get a good night's rest, stay confident, and you guys will do more than great, more than you ever think. And you will learn with each interview that you get. So don't treat it like life or death, because if you do and you get in that mindset, most likely that interview day might be flat for you. So constantly visualize yourself going in there, answering as best you can, interacting with the faculty members, believing that you can see yourself at that school, and then wait to be called for either a rejection or an acceptance, okay? But really visualize the acceptance after your interview, and you guys are going to do great. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at thepachronicles@gmail.com. I check it frequently. I would love to answer any questions from there and share it on the podcast for future episodes. But for right now, I know I threw a lot at you guys. I'm so thankful that you're listening. You can also follow me on Instagram, the_PA_chronicles. And I'd love to connect with you guys in the future. Have a great day and stay lit.